In today's video, I'm going to share with you a much smarter way to start implementing facts, structured data, so you can get a competitive advantage within the guidelines over your competition. My name is Chris Palmer, and let's not waste any time. Let's get directly into the information. Now, I will be sharing with you the template, completely complimentary. You can get that in the description. Let's get into the content now, all right? So, first and foremost, in this video, I want to answer two questions that I consistently get from clients. I'm also going to cover the guidelines so you know you're within Google's guidelines, so you're not getting in any trouble as you're gaining an advantage. And then on top of that, at the end, I'm going to literally show you step by step how you can literally take this template that I'm going to share with you, add the question and answer, get a competitive advantage, regardless if you're using WordPress, if you're using an HTML site, or any other site. It doesn't matter. I'm going to walk you through it. So again, let's not waste any time. Let's get directly to the information. So first and foremost, let's cover these guidelines because I've been getting these questions very consistently. One, do I need a standalone facts page, all right, to implement the facts schema? Now, per the guidelines, it says if anyone else is actually answering the question, okay, then that's a Q&A. Also, if you are only listing one question, then that's also Q&A. Now, any time that you have a list, so more than one question on a page, list, as you can see here, you can implement the facts schema. Now, why would I want to do that? Let me go ahead and share with you why this is so important. Not only can I get more density and get more words within the code, but I'm also giving Google a lot of insight of exactly what I'm talking about on the page instantly. And the best part, I'm taking up space inside the SERP or the search engine results page. Let me give you an example from my friend Craig Campbell. So if you search CTR manipulation, he actually is getting the rich snippet. So he's getting the snippet and taking more space. As you can see, or see these little drop-down menus here? This is called rich snippets. So this is how he's gaining the rich snippets, by utilizing facts schema within his page. This is a competitive advantage. Again, just like I just talked about, you get to add the words to the page, you get to structure the page, you let Google understand what the page is about instantly. It's super helpful and it takes up space. This is a SERP enhancement, search engine results page enhancement. It's awesome. So this is what it looks like and this is what you're going for. Now let's get back into answering these questions. And then of course, I will show you how to do this step by step. And I've given you the template so you could just start doing it, implementing it on your pages. So standalone facts page, I say yes and no. Yes, you want to have a standalone facts page on your website, but that does not mean that that's the only place I can use facts schema, okay? Now, number two, do I need a standalone facts section on the page? Now, I drew a little diagram here, and this is what I mean. So this is a web page, this little square here. This is the content, and then a lot of people will write facts and then put like three bullets and then do an ask question, answer question, ask question, answer question. You can do that, but why muddy up the page? Google wants everything to flow. Remember the recent passages update, or remember when you go to a page and Google will literally pull out a little piece out of the content and create a snippet, right? So if Google's already doing this, Google's already looking for this, why not just let it flow within the content? Let me give you an actual example of what I mean. So if we take a look over here for Plumber New York, the number one ranker is not implementing these types of strategies, even though we should. So if you take a look here at Hub Plumbing NYC, here's the page that he has on his website for water heaters. Now I've done a source code lookup for schema. He's not implementing any schema on the page, but we most certainly should be. Now with that being said, I want you to take a look at this page. Even though he's a number one ranker, we could still take up more places in the SERP. We can have more of an advantage. Push down Yelp. This is absolutely imperative. So let me show you what this looks like. So if we take a look at this page, it's relatively well written, but as you can see, and this is, I'm sure this is how your website is, right? You're already answering questions within the page. You don't have to write facts and section it all off. It could be weaved into the content, make it flow a lot better, make it a lot better user experience, which is what Google wants. Remember, we can do this. It's within guidelines because it's a list. Now, with that being said, let's come back in here. You can see here, like, is your water heater leaking or won't stay lit? That's a question. Here's the answer. You're already doing this within your content, right? So why not get an added bonus of adding it to the facts schema? Here's another one. Tankless water heater installation, or better yet, how do I get a tankless water heater installed? Question, answer, right? Next, what do I look for in tankless water heater? Question, answer. Remember, this is facts or this is facts schema, structured data. Now let me show you how to implement this literally step by step. Let me show you the template that I've created for you, which you can get in the description or the first comment. So let's take a look here. So this is a facts schema template that I shared with you. I'll give you the link. On top of this, we can see here, all this is LDJSON. This is what's recommended by Google. That's why I'm sharing it. On top of that, if you take a look in here, see how it says question, then answer, question, then answer, question, then answer. We want to use three. It needs to be a list. Generally, Google is going to reward two or three results. Some results I've seen up to five. What I mean by reward is, remember the CTR manipulation example I gave you where Craig, my good friend, is getting these SERP enhancements, right? We could get up to five. I generally only see three, so add three. That's why I put it into the template. If you want to add more, feel free to go ahead. But let me go ahead and share this with you. So again, we're in the guidelines. We're using the template here. And then here we go. We're going to do a live example of how we would go about adding this. This could be for any page, whether it's HTML, whether it's WordPress, doesn't matter. I'll do the WordPress example first. All right. So watch this. So here's the template that Chris Palmer SEO gave you. We'll go over to the website, and let's say this is your website. We're going to grab this right here. What do I look for in tankless water heater? Because this is a question and an answer. I go inside of my template and then see where the quotation marks are. See where it says question and then name. See these two quotation marks? This is where you ask the question, all right? And then answer question. See this type answer and then see where it says text and there's this text box here? All you have to do is grab a small little snippet or a small passage from this particular section. So we'll grab this first little bit here, which is keyword rich. Again, this will increase our density on page, and we're gonna get a SERP enhancement. This is a big bonus for you, my friend, right? I want you to start doing this. This will help you immensely. Now inside of here, all you have to do is see these two quotation marks, paste it in here. See how I did that? Now again, I'll do one more example. Let's say, how do I get a tankless water heater installed? Right? This is already in the content. We're going to weave it in and add it into the template. So again, we go to these quotation marks, which are here by name. We'll add the question. Then we grab a little passage or a little snippet. How do I get a water heater installed? We'll go to the first period. You can go to the second period here. It's just a paragraph. That's perfectly fine. We'll go over here to the template, which I've included. Check the description and first comment. We'll add that right in here. And then there we go. We can grab this script. I would highly recommend using three so we can get the maximum possible inside of our snippet. Now, let me show you how you would add this to your WordPress website. Very, very simple. There's multiple ways. There's one, you can use a plugin. So there's a magnitude of plugins, SEO plugins. You could choose, if you already have it, you can add custom code. But if you don't want to use plugins and you just want to add it to very particular pages, let me show you what to do. Now, if you come over here to this website, I don't know whose it is, but as you can see here, this is your regular WordPress setup, all right? Now, on this page under posts or page, there's a little button. There's three dots in the top right-hand corner, as you can see here, right? In the top right-hand corner, there's a thing called code editor. When you open up your code editor on any page, any post, remember, go to any of your pages or posts, go to the actual page, the three dots in the right-hand corner, get the drop-down menu, go to the code editor. Inside of code editor, you're gonna see how this is all written out inside of here, as you can see right here? What you're looking for is it'll say HTML page, it'll say head. It's gonna say head, and then it's gonna say head with a slash. All you have to do is add the code in between there. That's it. That's all you have to do. Now, let's say you're using any other website. Maybe you're using a builder. Whatever the builder is, you always add it into the head. If you have any questions about where to add it, please revert to developers.google.com/search/docs. All right? They'll tell you exactly where to add it. All the information is right there. They give it to you. All right? Now, let's say that you're utilizing any other website. Maybe it's HTML. Here's how you'll go about doing this. So this is a cPanel. What you'll do is you're going to go to your public HTML inside of your cPanel, and whatever page you're going to, whether it's the index page, maybe it's another page, whatever the page is, you go to that page. What you'll do is you'll go to your edit, and here's what I'm talking about. Let me make this big so you have no problem seeing it. All right. As you can see here, see this? It's HTML. Like, you won't see this, but see how this says head, right? Now, that's the head without the slash. So that's the beginning of the head tag. Now, if we scroll down, see how there's a slash and then it says head here? This inside of here is where you want to add in your snippet code. You can add anything you want in this section. You can add your Facebook pixel. You can add your Google tracking. You can add your schema, markup, and structured data, right? So this is how you do it. This is the section you do it in. It doesn't matter if you're WordPress, HTML, you're doing HTML and CSS. If you're using anything, you can always add stuff to the HTML. All right. So this is how you start grabbing rich snippets from your competitors. This is how you get a competitive advantage by utilizing facts, schema markup, or structured data. My name is Chris Palmer. If you have any questions related to schema markup, structured data, facts schema, how to get more rich snippets, anything at all, always feel free. Go ahead and ask in the comments below. And I always look forward to seeing you in the next on-page SEO, structured data, how to get rich snippets video. Have a wonderful day. Woo!